Electricity and wireless systems on Puerto Rico are still fragile. And yeah, that means Wi-Fi and phone service, too. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Seven months ago, Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, and people there have sadly gotten used to things being very uneven. We hear quite a bit about spotty electricity, including an island-wide blackout earlier this month. But cell phone and internet access are often unreliable, too. The FCC has proposed $750 million in funding to rebuild communication systems and expand broadband there. In the meantime, patchwork solutions have sprung up. Marketplace Weekend host Lizzie O'Leary was just in Puerto Rico. She says connectivity on the island is a mixed bag.
99% of telecoms are back and 98.8% of cell sites are back. Now, that said, things are very different if you are outside San Juan and, you know, in a rural area. You know, when I was out in Atillo, we had very little cell phone service. That's on the kind of northwest coast. And we actually went to this dairy farm that we'd visited before. The owner of the farm put a little mini cell tower out there on his own dime because otherwise the people who were working on the farm couldn't get reception and they couldn't communicate.
And who's working on improving that kind of island-wide connectivity?
So you have the government, you have the providers, and then you have sort of your NGOs. There's a group called the Foundation for Puerto Rico who we spent some time with. They do a lot of kind of small business-focused work. They've put up 17 towers, sort of little antennas, but they also had these almost community-wide hotspots that they were doing where people could come, work, charge.
Yeah.
Because one of those things, Molly, you know, if you're not paying cash, you need some way to process your transactions. And that went down very quickly. And that was really hard for a lot of businesses.
And then, of course, you were there for the blackout, the island-wide blackout. What happened? And, you know, I mean, was it just such a stark reminder of how fragile both power and internet service are?
So fragile when you think about how the entire island lost power because one excavator hit a line. And that knocked out the entire island. That's pretty crazy. And the week before, it was a tree that cut 800,000 people's power. You know, the blackout happened around 10:30 in the morning. I actually found out about the extent of it via Twitter, because it's really hard when you're in one place to know if the problems you're having are specific to where you are, if it's your block. Nope, it was the whole island. But I had to figure that out on Twitter and kind of looking at what the electric company was sending out and how it was being received by people on the island.
Well, and actually, to that point, you know, there, despite the kind of spotty connectivity, there's been a ton of commentary and activism and awareness building about Puerto Rico on Twitter.
Yeah.
What role is that playing?
Well, I mean, one thing that I feel like I've seen in a lot of disasters is there's always just kind of like amazing humor about it. So when the electric company tweeted out that their official would be on Univision to talk about the blackout, everybody's tweeting back at them like, dude, how are we going to see that? Nobody has power. And, you know, then sort of like great memes that are generated. Someone had this meme of, you know, everybody running into the office in San Juan to charge their phones because no one was going to have power for 24 hours. So there is a lot of humor, but a lot of information is being shared that way. You know, I was looking at the Apagon PR hashtag to try to figure out, okay, how big is this? Where is it? It is a, you know, increasing way people are communicating not only on the island, but then also in sort of the diaspora trying to figure out, okay, are you talking to your loved ones on the mainland, et cetera? That's sort of been fascinating to watch how that's evolved over the past 7 months.
That was Marketplace Weekend host Lizzie O'Leary. You can hear more of her reporting from Puerto Rico at marketplaceweekend.org. You'll find stories on recovery of the island's schools, farms, and housing. Or you can download Marketplace Weekend as a podcast. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a nonprofit news organization, we are on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And the way we do it is through reliable, objective reporting that you know you can trust. And now we're counting on your support so we can do more to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. The more people who contribute, the more we can accomplish together. And right now, your donation will go twice as far thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Candida. Time is running out on that challenge, so become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.